1. Second 5 window paused. You are in the window, main window. No other window. User verbosity. Screen. Synthesize.
Kazuya. 貴様いつもいつも私の目の前で邪魔ばかりしよって。
目先をちょこまかと飛び回っているのはお前の方だろう。クソガエが。
お前が奪った財閥の椅子は私のものだ。さあ、渡してもらおう。
相変わらず早とちりが過ぎるようだ。何も分かっていない奴は哀れだな。
うるさい！その減らず口を叩き潰してくれる。来い。
That, my friends, was an example of the very, very interesting sounding language, Japanese.
Misfiles.
And this is going to be the topic of Misfiles. Today's podcast. That being... I'm going to ignore that doorbell because it probably doesn't concern me.
One.
Track. Gold wave, gold
wave. For a little gold wave.
Okay, thank you. Not only Japanese is going to be covered in this podcast. This podcast is going to be a general podcast about languages of a more ethnic style. In this case, Asian languages, because that's simply the field of knowledge that about languages that I possess the strongest about. I grew up in a very bilingual family. My dad was from Taiwan. He spoke Mandarin and Taiwanese and Cantonese and a bit of Japanese. My mom was from an area called Brunei, which is very, very close to Malaysia in Southeast Asia. And she spoke Mandarin, a dialect of Chinese called Hakka, Cantonese, and a bit of Malay. Now, what I'm basically going to do is talk about the differences in Asian languages. Well, three Asian languages: Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. And if anybody has any comments about these languages, and if you speak them fluently, feel free to email me and we'll get something sorted. And I can make a part two of this cast if anybody does email me about with information about Korean or whatnot. I speak Mandarin. I know a good bit of Cantonese and I know a bit of Japanese too. But Japanese is more random phrases here and there, so not much there. First of all, before I start, let me pick up the CD that just fell off my desk. Ooh. It was very close to my computer chair leg. Which means if I pulled it back, I would have squished it. But, anyways, moving on. I'm being a bit quiet here today because there's stuff going on downstairs and up here in the next three bedrooms, and I don't want to disturb anybody, so. I apologize if this is too quiet. I'll probably boot this volume up a bit anyways. In Gold Wave. Either that or just move closer to the microphone. Anyways, let's start. Asian languages are very weird. If you grew up in Canada, the U.S., Europe, or South America, or, you know, somewhere that didn't, that where you didn't hear a lot of Asian languages. If the first time you hear an Asian language, it sounds really confusing. Like the first time you hear Chinese, for example.
07.
Let me go find that. I have a few samples of the more multilingual real speak voices that are around right now. I just showed you a Japanese voice sample. That wasn't a synthesizer. That was from a game I play called Tekken, which I'll probably be reviewing here. it's a mainstream game for the PS2. And I like it a lot. But for somebody who hasn't heard something like Mandarin, which sounds like this, I'll play part of the sample.
Winamp.
So that's Mandarin for you. And then, if you compare it to something like English.
Hello. My name is Jennifer. I'm a new U.S. English voice available from NextUp.com and
It sounds really weird, and there's a big contrast. Mandarin and, well, Chinese in general, has intonation levels. There are 4 intonation for levels for each syllable. And each of these different intonations or inflections can mean something different. Like, let's say...
不时向胡锦涛介绍了卡特里娜飓风给美国南部三州造成的严重人员伤亡和财产损失。不时向胡锦涛...
You heard... in there. And in the beginning you hear 不时, and then later it comes in as 损失. Which means that two different intonation levels combined with other syllables can mean different things. Words in Chinese, this is referring to Chinese, I'm not going to pretend I know anything about Japanese, Korean. Or, well, Korean, because I do know some things about Japanese, but in essence, Chinese is weird in that the intonation levels can make the word mean different things, which means sometimes when you're just starting to speak Chinese, it can be confusing to try and work it out that way. Like what intonation level means what, and stuff like that. So, what essentially happens is the syllable shi, for example, like shi, has 4 different intonation levels. One, which is a monotone of a more higher pitch, sh, an intonation level where you kind of raise it so it sounds like a question, sh, and then a monotone of a slightly lower pitch, sh, and then a dropping intonation level or inflection, so that you give it the sound of like a statement, sure. Or so the 4 syllables are, or the 4 intonation levels are sure, 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 which means, and each of those mean different things. One syllable with one intonation level can actually have a whole lot of meanings. Like, one of the most common meanings for shi is wet. Shi is the number 10. Shi is to... How do I put this? I don't know, but shi has a meaning as well, and shi generally means yes. So, you know, there's a lot of confusing things about that, because, you know, you're not really sure which one means what until you actually become familiar with the language. And then there are a lot of different dialects, you know, stuff like Cantonese, which sounds like this.
仍有点独裁味道的前苏联国家乌兹别克阿斯特克斯坦本身以充满神秘色彩而首都塔什干 Mountain 更是神秘中之神秘。 据说2000多年前亚历山大大帝远征至此在山洞内埋藏了宝藏，又据说独裁者卡里莫夫 Karimov 在山上建有豪华别墅。
So, as you see, that's a synthesized voice, which doesn't sound as good as a human voice, because, but, you know, it's still there, regardless. Then you have Japanese, which I just showed you. But, and if you listen for it, sorry, I was checking what's going on. If you listen for it, you'll notice that Japanese is a lot simpler to understand, in that, or to pronounce, in that the syllables.
もしもし外務省は3日アフガニスタン南部カンダハル近郊で見つかった男女2人の遺体についてアフガン周辺で行方不明になっていた広島県尾道市の私立中学校の男性教諭福正純さん44と同僚の女性教諭長谷川忍さん30と確認したと発表した。遺体の歯の治療跡が2人の治療記録と一致した。
So as you can tell,
it'd
be a lot easier to pronounce than Chinese, because Japanese doesn't have different inflection levels, and the syllables sound more like English, or some other Latin-based languages. For example, Japanese has a lot of the same syllables that Spanish does. M-O is pronounced the same. Mo, like como, and moshimoshi. Those are both the same. They have one of each same syllable, except they have different meanings. Como means how in Spanish, and moshimoshi in Japanese generally means hi. So, you get the point, though. And then, you know, so Japanese has words that people can pronounce like Haruki, which is a Japanese name and which means shining brightly. It's spelled H-A-R-U-K-I. Jaws would traditionally pronounce this Haruki, as would other English-speaking people who haven't had any experience with Japanese before. And some people who are trying to learn Japanese will also come across that issue. But it's pronounced Haruki. And the U in Japanese is pronounced very interestingly. It's not u, like tu in Spanish. It's u, like tsunami. U is kind of a weird sound to try and form, but just mess around. The best way to describe it is u is a sort of sound where you, the back of your tongue sort of goes up against the soft palate. Like the soft part of your your mouth, and it sounds like this: tsunami, tsu, not tsu, because that's not u is not a genuine Japanese vowel. The Japanese vowels are a, i, u, e, o, like dakedo, which I don't know the definition of that word, but I was told it once, I just can't remember right now. Or bakana, which means sort of the Japanese equivalent to no way. Like, it's not possible, sort of thing. Or again, tsunami or haruki. Haruki. So it's not so much u as u, like here's 1 to 10 in Japanese, in sequential order, of course. Ichi, ni, san, shi, go, raku, nana, hachi, kyu, zu. Weird to pronounce, yeah, but it's easy to understand and grasp once you actually get the concept. Korean. I have a voice sample of Korean, but I'll need a song to find it. Let's see if I can find it or not.
Open file. Game. Kelly Clark. Kiss because. Kiss because I'm a girl. Piano 1.m.
Piano.
Kiss because I'm a girl. Korean.m.
Korean, right here. Let me go find the phone message that is left here. Like, you know, this Korean is... Sounds really weird here because it's singing, but... Let me talk about it first. Korean is probably the weirdest language out of the three. Well, not the weirdest, because Chinese is the weirdest, but Korean comes right behind that one. It's the second hardest. It's probably the second easiest to get, I guess, if you're trying to learn it. Joseph Lee, you could probably tell me about this, because if I'm right from your intro cast, you're born in South Korea. So, actually, send me a few voice samples of Korean, and I'll make a part two, and I'll give you credit for the voice samples. Like, just think of something that's not too long, but not too short, like one or two sentences, like a conversation, like a hi, how are you, and then just ask that kind of question, and then say bye, and it's right. Anyways, aside from that, Korean sounds like a mix of Chinese and Japanese mixed up together. Like, you've heard both already, and I'll give you the Chinese and Japanese samples again.
Real speak,
I just didn't have time to... So here's
Mandarin,
and this is Japanese. Okay, that's Japanese. Now,
not selected.
Here comes.
Kiss because I.
Korean. Okay, here we go. So there's that. Now, that is Korean for you. Korean is, I'm not going to say much about this because I don't know much about Korean, personally. I haven't experienced a lot of it. Let me get back to that game sample.
My document. Game demos and samples.
Yeah, game demos and samples. Okay.
Music.
So let me forward it to the part where...
07. One.
So, here's an example of...
Get ready for the next battle.
So this is a fighting game. Get ready for the next battle. And then you have the conversation, which I'll show you in a second. But, just to wrap this up. Korean is, you know, it's not that hard to understand.
Game demos and...
If you grew up speaking Korean, or if you're an Asian language speaker in general, Korean isn't the hardest language to pick up. Nor is Japanese. Chinese is a bit more complex. Because there is the intonation levels, and the whole one syllable can mean one different thing depending on how you use it. But here's the Japanese sample again, right after the English. Yeah, okay. Oops. Here we go.
Get ready for the next battle.
Get ready for the next battle. And, right now I'm gonna try and I'm gonna let you listen to it once without me quoting it, and then I'm gonna see, or we will see, how close I can match it. So here goes, the first time without me quoting it.
Kazuya,
貴様いつもいつも私の目の前で邪魔ばかりしよって。
目先をちょこまかと飛び回っているのはお前の方だろ。クソガエが。
お前が奪った財閥の椅子は私のものだ。さあ渡してもらおう。
相変わらず早とちりが過ぎるようだ。何も分かっていない奴は哀れだな。
うるさい。その減らず口を叩き潰してくれる。来
い。 Okay. So there's that without me quoting it. Now I'm gonna proceed to quote as much of the scene as I can.
Ready for the next battle. Get ready for the next battle.
Right, here goes. Note that the pitch of my voice will be different, and I won't exactly be trying to match it. I'm just going to try and match the accent and the syllables and pronunciation.
Kazu, 貴様いつもいつも私の目の前で邪魔ばかりしよって。
目先をちょこまかと飛び回っているのはお前の方だろう。クソガエが。
お前が奪った財閥の椅子は私のしよって。
I apologize that I mess up a lot in this one because I can't remember. It's been a long time since I've done this word, so, or done this scene.
Kazuya, 貴様いつもいつも私の目の前で邪魔ばかりしよって。
目先をちょこまかと飛び回っているのはお前の方だろう。クソハエが。
お前が奪った財閥の椅子は私のものだ。さあ、渡してもらおう。
相変わらず早とちりが過ぎるようだ。何も分かっていない奴は哀れだな。
うるさい。その減らず口を叩き潰してくれる。
恋。
恋。
恋 is a meaning for sort of bring it on or come on sort of thing. Like, come on as in a fighting sequence, like a challenge. Come on, bring it on. I'm ready. Right, so that's basically this, all I wanted to talk about. It's not very informative, and I do intend to make a part two. But I just, you know, wanted to introduce you guys to some of the more interesting sounding languages around. But just remember that, and as you noticed, if you did notice, Japanese and English, sorry about that, email, while that sound just played, I'd like to say it again, as many people have probably said. Great scheme, Andre. I love that. I love the scheme. Thank you for making it. Anyways, it wins. Loads. Gambare, which is Japanese for kind of keep it up. It's a form of encouragement. Gambare. Gambare. When you speak it properly, it's Gambare. Like Gambare at a concert, you know, when you cheer somebody on. But, okay, so I just wanted you guys to know about this. I just wanted to talk to you guys about, you know, the languages, because I figured some people would be interested in this, so I decided to do it. Please feel free to contact me. Email, MSN, whatever. For my MSN, look back on past casts. And for my email is chou.clement@gmail.com. chow.clement@gmail.com. In part two, I will probably be discussing a bit of French and Spanish and starting basic grammar with French. Because I want people who are interested in learning to be able to try and learn a second language. As you can notice, the difference in Japanese and English is mainly the syllables. There's no pronunciation thing right there. Like, there's no intonation levels or inflections. It's more or less the syllables. If you wish, like I said, ask me if you have any comments. Drop any comments anyway, because I love comments in regards to my casts, because I want to know what people think. So I can know what to improve on and what to not, and what to not put in my next cast. So like I said, email chow.clement@gmail.com. chou.clement@gmail.com. G-M-A-I-L. G-M-A-I-L. Sorry about that. I'm getting a lot of emails today. This list has been pretty occupied. And, well, high traffic. Anyways. Joseph, email me and let me know if you can do that voice sample thing I requested earlier or not. If not, then I'll go ahead and see if I can find something. Anyways, so that's my language podcast. I hope you enjoyed this. And we'll see you on the next cast. Take care, all. Bye.